Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. 7-2 on Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of the day. Ray Keating's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going way back with us. He's the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization that I encourage you to support. If you're a small business owner, this group, pound for pound, does more to help you than you know, more than anybody I know. And so go to sbecouncil.org, check out all the things that they've got there, all the great work, the research that Ray does. Support them by joining them. If you can send them some money, I promise you, your small business will benefit. Ray, thanks again for all the hard work that you and your president, Karen Kerrigan, do.
I appreciate that, Jim, and I appreciate everything you do, of course, with this show.
Well, we got some great folks to work for, don't we?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, that's what it's all about. The wonderful entrepreneurs that have that take the risks, yep, and push our economy forward. It's amazing what they do.
And if we were in charge, if small business owners were in charge, the world would be a better place. And that's one of my goals, Ray. Before I die, I'm gonna see what I can do to get small businesses more influential than we are. Have you ever done the math on this? I did it once. If you add the small business owners and the employees of small businesses together, we're 1/3 of the U.S. population.
There you go. I mean, throw in the investors that provide the capital for those businesses, right?
And all of those people are of voting age. And if you take out the people out of our population who are not voting age, small business and their employees would be way over majority. So we got to get small business owners to become more of a voting block for our interests, and I believe the interests of small business are the best thing, the best interests of also of America. Ray, let's talk about, give us some of the research that you've been working on about who really pays taxes in America, and compare that to how some people are wanting to raise taxes.
Yeah, you know, it's just very frustrating as an economist. You know, political seasons, particularly presidential campaigns, can be infuriating because, you know, I'm a numbers person. I'm actually looking at the economics, and then you hear all these things flying around, and it's like, where do you get this? Do you just say things for the sake of saying it? And I think many of them do, unfortunately. But, yeah, you know, this whole issue on taxes, you know, this is obviously it's a hot issue. It should be hotter, quite frankly, in terms of the whole tax issue, I would argue. But, you know, this whole idea of class warfare and getting the rich to, you know, quote unquote, pay their fair share, it's very, mm-hmm, that's particularly infuriating because when you break down who pays federal taxes, it's not even close. And let me just throw out some real quick numbers. I don't want to have the eyes glaze over, but you know, if you look at just total federal tax liability, so this is beyond the income tax, this is everything, right? The top 10% pay over half of federal tax liabilities. The top 20% pay nearly 70%. Okay, so the top 20%, top fifth, pay 70% of total federal tax liabilities.
Wow.
Then go to the income tax, okay, because this is what we've been focused on so much.
Mm-hmm.
The top 1% pay 39% of federal income taxes.
Wow.
The top 10% pay 78%. And then here we go, the top 20%, at top fifth, pay 94%. Of federal
94%, 20%, 20% of Americans pay 94% of taxes. What do the bottom 50% play?
Well, the bottom 40% actually get money back through the federal income
tax. They're beneficiaries. They're not donors.
They're getting over. So that's a negative 10%. So here's one for you.
Yeah.
They're a negative 10% equation. So that means the top 40%. I mean, I laugh because it just blows my mind. The top 40% are actually paying 108% of the federal income tax liability because you have the,
right,
earned income tax credit. You know, people get money back. They don't,
right,
pay taxes,
right,
but they get. So,
right,
so, you know, just kind of wrap your head all around that, you know. It's,
mm-hmm,
and one of the dangerous things, and we've heard this as part of the debate, is you've got then a split society, a split economy. You know, you've got,
yeah,
got a, a few people at the top, you know, the top 20% paying 94% of federal income taxes. Well, then all of a sudden you get people down in those other groups saying, well, maybe, you know, if they raise taxes, so what? It won't affect me. Now, what they're wrong about is, of course it affects you, because if you raise taxes on those, that top 20%, well, guess what? Those are business owners. Those are investors.
Eventually, you can't get the golden egg out of the goose before it's ready, and eventually the goose will die. And
if you want economic growth, you want income growth, you want job growth, you shouldn't be raising taxes on entrepreneurs and investors.
On the people who create them. That's exactly right, and that's what a lot of people in America don't understand. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. Check that website out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.